Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
Last month, we looked at the book three of the Psalms. Book three of the Psalms. Those were 17 Psalms in the book three. Psalm 73 to 89, right? 17 Psalms in book three. Book three generally focused in on the time when Israel was going through an incredibly great crisis. Jerusalem was destroyed. The people of Israel, the children of Israel, were now in exile in a foreign country in Babylon. And during this time, when it seems like they had lost everything, they were still able to hold on to hope. The Psalms that David had written earlier had become the very help that they needed in these times of exile. Those words of praise and glorifying to God helped them through the crisis that they had that they were enduring. It helped them to shape their words and their thoughts as they prayed in their time of exile, right? And it helped them to keep their trust in God. However thin that thread of faith was, they were able to keep their faith in God, and they were able to, those words of David helped them to see through their circumstances, to see through that fog, that haze of doubt and uncertainty, to see a clear perspective that God was still loving them, still caring for them. This was the reality of who God was and what He did, even in the time of crisis. Even though they themselves had for generations had abandoned God and had walked away from God, even through that, God was still faithful to them, that He had not forsaken them and He had not abandoned them. So book three tells the crisis of the children of exile. Book four tells the story of how their faith was sustained through that crisis. Book four helps them and helps us to know what to do in times of difficulty, in crisis, in distress. And just as there were 17 Psalms in book three, now these 17 Psalms in book four walk us through and walk them through finding their way forward once again, helping to step forward by faith in their Heavenly Father. Book four takes our hand and walks with us, helping us to move forward toward the confidence and trust that we may have had once before, but may have now seemed to have lost it. And it helps us to regain that confidence and trust in God's faithfulness to us all over again. So the question is, how does book four do that? How does it do that? What does it do to help the children of Israel to regain their trust and faith in God? So by the book five, it's a crescendo of praise and thanksgiving to God for the ways He is good and kind and faithful to them. How does Psalm 4 bring them from exile to glorious praise for who God is? It does that. It helps them to move forward to that place by taking them back, by helping them and us to remember who God is and what He does. Book four starts by taking us all the way back to show God's faithfulness from the beginning of creation. Starts at creation. And it does this by taking the first psalm of this book, not with the words of David, but with the words of Moses. This is what Moses says in Psalm chapter 90, the first psalm, Psalm chapter 90, and verse 1 and 2. Simply says this: Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. through these first five Psalms, this book starts from creation and reminds us to look back and remember that this is who God is. And through these verses and through these Psalms, we're going to discover that once again, yes, He is holy. And yet He's also forgiving and merciful. Our God is powerful and mighty. And yet He's also kind and gentle so that we can find refuge in Him. He is full of glory. And this is amazing. He is full of glory. And yet He sets His thoughts on us and chooses us to display His great glory through our lives. That's amazing. Our God is the King of all things, and He will, in His way and in His time, bring down and humble the proud, but also give strength and comfort to those who are humble. In the passing of time, the changing of seasons never changes God's character. This is what the Psalms reminds us. This is what it helps us to see once again, so that in our struggle, in our difficulty, and in our hard times, they help us to look back behind us and to remember who God is and to remind us that this is who He is. This is His character, and His character doesn't change regardless of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. From generation to generation to generation, God is consistently steadfast, faithful, loving, and kind. This is God. In the next six Psalms, which we're going to look at, 95 through 100, it continues to walk with us by helping us, by showing us, okay, if this is who God is, what is our response to understanding who God is? And the response is worship. To worship Him, to be reminded of who He is, and then respond in worshiping our great God. Psalm 95, verse 1 says this, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Verse 2 says, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms." Verse 3, "For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods." These Psalms give us the words to worship Him. They give us the words to help us remember what it means to worship our great God, to remember His works. They help us to remember to worship Him. We are the people of this great King. And so as people of this great King, we can worship Him and glorify Him and honor Him. We are the sheep of His pasture. And as our great shepherd, we can worship Him for who He is. These words remind, this is so amazing. The words remind us that all nature is consistently and constantly singing praise to our great Creator, and that because all nature is praising our God and worshiping Him, we also join nature in doing the same thing to worship Him and to glorify Him. But not only do we join in with all creation in worshiping our Creator, the words also remind us to invite all nations around us to join in worship of Him. Psalm 100 sums up our worshiping of God in this way. Psalm 100, verse 1 says this, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing." Verse 3, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." As we worship, this is helpful for us. as we worship, the next two psalms, Psalm 100 and 102, remind us that worshiping God is not just done with our words. Our lips are not the only thing that we use to worship Him, but our actions also, our life should be embodied in worshiping. As God is holy, He calls us also to be holy. Just as God does not change, His call to holiness does not change either. So while we are waiting for rescue, while the children of Israel are in exile, waiting for the coming promise of the King to rescue them from their great crisis, God reminds them through these words, through these Psalms, that yes, while you're in struggle, while you're waiting for the promise, don't forget to worship God, but also don't forget to worship God through how you live. Let your life glorify Him in worship, in humble obedience, so that while you wait for His rescue, you can live in a way that is worthy of His children. We see this in Psalm 101 as it starts these passages. 101, just verse 1 and 2, says this: I will sing of mercy and judgment, God's mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing the songs of worship, but also we see the life of worship. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. There's this waiting for rescue. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? God, when are you coming? I'm looking for your coming, the promise of your return. And yet while I am waiting, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. As God's faithfulness reminds us that He doesn't change, that He is good, that He is kind, that He is gracious, and that He is just. And as we wait for His promise of return, we see the promise of God, of who God is from generation to generation, and we praise Him for it, we worship Him for it, but not just with our lips, we worship with our life. And while we wait for the promise of the King, we trust Him and we live our life worthy of Him. In times when it's easy and in times when it is difficult, these words remind us that the steps you and I choose to take each day shows our worship to God. Even as we wait, longing for God's promises to be fulfilled in our lives, we worship Him by choosing to walk in a way that is glorifying, that displays His glory. Why? Because we know that His promises are not empty words. Because we understand that His promises are not empty words, but time and time again, He has proven through our past that He is trustworthy. So also, we choose not to let our words of worship and praise be empty either. By living a life that matches the words that we sing to our Heavenly Father. So even in times of difficulty, even in times of waiting and wondering when His promises will come, we can still choose to worship Him with our obedience to Him. This is what Israel had to learn in exile. In their times of struggle, in their times when they had lost their homeland, when they had seemed to have lost everything, they had lost the temple, their place of worship, they had lost the promise, the inheritance that God had given to them, because they had rejected and abandoned Him, they had to learn once again what it means to walk with their Father. This time, through the times of exile. And as they learned, as they remembered, as they thought back again, this is who God is. This is what God does. We had forgotten it. While we were in the inheritance that God had given us, we had forgotten about it. And now we must remember once again what it means to be God's children. And as they learned His steadfast faithfulness, they learned once again to worship Him. And as they worshiped Him, those words started rebounding and resounding in their heart. And they learned once again to worship Him, not only in their words, but also in their actions. Yes, we are struggling. Yes, we are in exile, but yes, God is faithful and true, and so we will follow Him as His children. This is what they remembered by looking back. They learned once again to move ahead by stepping ahead to trust in God's promise that he will once again restore Jerusalem. And we see this at the end of Psalm 102, verses 12 through 17. Psalm 102, verse 12 through 17. This last section of this part of this book 4 says this: "But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever in thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou," verse 3, "thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Verse 14, "For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof." They're talking about, oh, we love Jerusalem so much. We love the rocks and we love the dust of Jerusalem. That's how much we enjoy and love and look forward to being in Jerusalem. Oh, even the dirt is amazing. That's what they're like. They're like so longing for it. Verse 15, "So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth, thy glory." They will see your glory, and they will fear it when the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. His glory will be revealed. Verse 17, "He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer." Book 4 closes by helping us once again to remember, even in those times when it seems as if God's promises have failed, remember. Look back to help you find the comfort and confidence to look ahead. Look back to remember so that you can look ahead. Even in times of struggle, remember his faithfulness to help you as you keep seeking him, keep trusting him to give you his strength. Remember and then respond once again in praise and in thankfulness. Psalm 105 says it this way: "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." Verse 2, "Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." So we also seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Remember them. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Not just Israel, everywhere. So through the words of these psalms, the children of Israel, in their time of exile, learn that all is not lost. It seems like Jerusalem and the temple is lost, but all is not lost. God is still in control. They learn that even in this time, they can still give thanks to God. They learn that even in this time, they can still call on him and find joy in him as they seek after him. Even in exile, they learn that they can still find strength in him and that they can still sing praises to him. And we see this through the lives of those who are in exile. We see their life of how God uses them in the middle of deep crisis where their life is at stake. And yet they stand in humble obedience and following after God, worshiping him, not only with their words, but also with their life. And we see how God glorifies himself through them in the middle of exile so that all nations see how good and how glorious God is. So, whatever you're going through, let these same words help you in the way that it helped the children of Israel in their exile. When you feel like you've lost sight of God's presence in your life, listen to the words of the Psalms in this book. Let them help you. Let them help you to look back and remember all the ways that God has been good and faithful to you. Let the Holy Spirit remind you of God's faithfulness to you And then worship Him in the memories that He brings to your thoughts and brings to your heart. And as you remember those ways in which God has cared for you, worship Him. Respond in worship. Let those memories remind you to keep following in His steps, to let your words and your life show your worship to your Father. And as you let these words help you to keep your eyes set on Him, you also will discover that God has not forsaken you. He has not forgotten you. He has not taken your eyes off, His eyes off you. He also remembers you. Psalm 106 says it this way. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Verse 2. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all His praise? Verse 3. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times, in good times and in bad times. Remember to worship God with your words and your actions. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Verse 5. That I may see the good of thy chosen. That I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. Over the next several weeks, we're going to look deeply into this book. Take about 3 or 4 weeks to understand and to learn more about what this book entails and how it helps us. How it helps us to remember, to look back so we can move forward. We're going to let them shape our songs of praise, our songs of worship, and our life of worship. And we're going to let the comfort of remembering that brings us help us to trust and put confidence in our Father. So that we too, by looking back, can step forward, move forward in trust, in confidence, in expectation of His promises. All right, let's pray. Jesus, thank you. Through your Spirit in us, we have been given an amazing, amazing gift. Holy Spirit, you bring back the memories of the ways in which our Father is faithful and good and kind to us. I pray that in our times of difficulty and struggle, the Holy Spirit, you would bring back the words of these Psalms to bring us to a place where we are able to reflect on how steadfast and faithful you are, Father. And in doing so, that it would mold our thoughts so that through those thoughts, our mouth would bring forth worship and praise to you. And as those words of praise and worship fully develop in our thoughts and in our minds, that it would also penetrate our heart and our actions so that we, by faith, knowing your goodness and steadfastness, live in a way that displays that through our lives. And in trust and in faith, knowing that you in your good plan and in your good timing will bring the promises that you have promised, that you will bring them to fruition, that we will trust in that. So that when, not if, but when it comes, we can respond in thankfulness. For you are good, and you are kind. You do not change from generation to generation to generation to generation. Help us to see that, to remember that, and to live in light of that, so that we will be glorified in our hearts, that you will be glorified in us through our hearts, that we will see it, and that we will be able to respond and share with others the goodness of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.